the Illini.
What does one say after this game? So 107 left. Decided it. So it's 2nd and 5. They can still, if they, we don't get a first down, toss. Don't toss. First down. Tell me you got the first down. Tell me you got the first down. Because then the game's over. Okay, the game's over. What do you say? What do you say? What do you say about me sitting here, nervous that we're only up 7 and had to do an onside kick against Texas State at home? What does that mean? What's the meaning of me against Texas State at home? Me having to play the okay. If they get, they could, and then we could only run it down on third down, so we'd have to punt with like 22 left, so they could get it back with 15. Why am I doing that? Why do I have to do that? Why are we running a play? Why are we running a play? Why did we run?
Give us the ball carrier.
Why didn't we take a knee? What's happening right now? Did we just run a play?
A gain of 3 on the play.
We got the first down and we can take a knee and we ran a play? What am I supposed to do? I can't change teams. I can't. What? We didn't take a knee? We handed it off for the possibility of a fumble?
Thank you for attending tonight's game.
You're welcome. What?
42, Texas State 35.
What am I supposed to do? Someone tell me how to behave. I mean, how long have I been here? What time is it? How long have I been here? 5 hours and 15 minutes? What am I supposed to do with that? I mean, oh, how perfect is it? The score is 42-35. Oh, yeah. Well, it's just a normal game. Yeah. 6 touchdowns to 5. Yeah. I mean, that's sandlot ball right there. Hey, go Illini. What am I supposed to do with this? I don't know how to behave. I don't know how to act. There are people staring at me. I don't know what to do. I am at a loss. Okay, let me just play out a scenario then. This is what I'll do. Let me play out a scenario. Here's my scenario. We play Purdue at home. And we're trailing 20-17. Purdue can pick up a first down. They do a toss. He tosses it over the guy's head. In the fumble scrum, the players try and land it on the 20. It squirts all the way back to the end zone where we fall on it for the game-winning touchdown. Okay? So there's win number 4. We then play Minnesota at home. We're winning by 28 with 6 minutes to go. Minnesota scores 3 touchdowns in 5 minutes, recovers the onside kick, drives down to the 7 with 6 seconds left, and the guy drops the touchdown pass to send it to overtime. Win number 5. We then play Iowa at home. Iowa fumbles 9 times. On the 9th fumble with 2 minutes left, we scoop the ball up and run it back for the game-winning touchdown, 13-10 over Iowa. And we go to a bowl game with a win over Youngstown State, where it was in doubt at the end, where we trailed in the 4th quarter. A win over Western Kentucky, where we trailed in the 4th quarter. A win over Texas State, where we trailed in the 4th quarter. And a win, yeah, it might seem crazy. Perfect song. And a win, what, you know, seriously, what? Could we be the first ever bowl team? This is what I want now. I'm so on it. I want to be the first ever bowl team to go to a bowl and trail in the 4th quarter of all 6 wins. Never lead going into the 4th quarter. Never have a lead at the end of the 3rd quarter. Heart of Dallas Bowl. That's what I want. Huh. Why did we run a play? Why did we hand off? What? We could take a knee. It's over. It's over. The only possibility of them winning is us hand the ball back, and we hand it to a tailback who could possibly fumble. Oh, you know what? You know what's going to happen? We're gonna win the Big Ten West. We just are. It's just going to happen. We're going to trail in the fourth quarter of every game, and we're going to pull it out, and then we're going to start talking about a plucky team that figures it out against no matter the opponent. That's what's going to happen. Would be the Illinoisest of all Illinois football things ever to go to the Big Ten championship game at like 7-5 because the Big Ten West falls apart, and then go to the Rose Bowl. That would be Illinois. If we can lose to Fresno State on a touchdown with a 2-point conversion caught by an offensive lineman on a deflected pass, we can absolutely go to the Rose Bowl at like 7-5. Because we do the weirdest things ever, and you can't explain Illinois football, and that would be as Illinois football as anything Illinois football. Oh, clap along if you have any clue how to feel right now, because I don't even know what to think. Goal liner.